Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. President Trump may have troubles elsewhere, but he got it right on Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There was a major article that was written in Israel that said Trump got it right on Jerusalem. And of course, he was thinking about December 6th. It was 2 years ago in 2017 when he declared to the world that Jerusalem was the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. He sure does not have it wrong as it relates to Jerusalem.
Well, Jimmy, you'll recall that before that announcement, when it was becoming clearer and clearer that the president was going to actually keep his promise during the campaign in 2016 to move the embassy to Jerusalem, that he would be the first president to actually do that, even though the Congress had demanded that in the 1990s. We had all these predictions of disaster, that it would lead to major war, that there would be upheaval amongst the Palestinians, that there would be all sorts of terrible things happen. Well, just the opposite, as you suggested there. It's been calm. The embassy was moved to an already existing building, the consulate building, right on the divide between East and West Jerusalem. There's been no terror attacks against it, as was feared. There have been no rocket attacks. It's worked out. Jerusalem is the political capital, and now people can just go down the road to the embassy instead of having to take an hour to get to Tel Aviv. And you will recall certainly that the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv was attacked. Actually, a couple times terror attacks were launched because it was right on the Mediterranean coast. It was very easy, relatively speaking, for terrorists to attack it. That's not the case with the new building. So it's worked out well, and the Israelis are pleased with that. And of course, several other countries have also in the meantime moved their embassies to Jerusalem.
David Dolan with the details on the Trump decision to name Jerusalem the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you've got a moment, think about this with me. President Trump's pronouncement that Jerusalem would be recognized as the political capital of Israel by the United States is in lockstep with the Word of God. The Bible states in Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 5 that Jerusalem is the center of the earth. 2 Samuel chapter 7, which is the Davidic covenant, is the promise that Jerusalem is the political capital forever. Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13 states that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will build a temple there and rule and reign from that spot forever. And Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14 says that Jerusalem is the place chosen by Jesus to dwell among his people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...